Here in Los Angeles, a federal grand jury has indicted the Ralph's supermarket chain. It's accused of engaging in a company-wide course of criminal conduct during a labor dispute 2 years ago that affected much of Southern California. The indictment says Ralph's violated various labor laws to subvert the grocery workers' union. The company could face fines of more than $100 million. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Prosecutors laid out the 53-count indictment in more than 100 pages. They accused the Ralph's Grocery Company of illegal hiring practices, falsifying federal documents, and obstruction of justice. U.S. Attorney Deborah Wong Yang says during the four-and-a-half-month grocery labor fight, Ralph secretly rehired nearly 1,000 workers it had locked out of its 300 stores.
Ralph's concealed the fact that it was illegally rehiring workers by causing those workers to return to work under assumed names and with false Social Security numbers.
Wong says the company allegedly covered its tracks by relocating the workers to different stores so they wouldn't be recognized. It also made the workers wear fake name tags and even let them cash their fraudulent paychecks at Ralph's stores. Wong Yang said with experienced workers back in the stores, Ralph's had a distinct advantage over the union.
It was able to operate much more efficiently and profitably. As a result, Ralph's was able to extend the labor dispute to the distinct detriment of the unions, which by the end of the lockout had exhausted their financial resources.
The union was exhausted. For 4.5 months, tens of thousands of its members maintained picket lines at hundreds of grocery stores throughout Southern California and staged rallies like this one that drew 13,000 people into the streets of Los Angeles.
We are the union!
We are the union!
The mighty, mighty union!
With losses mounting into the tens of millions of dollars, the union was forced to accept a weakened wage and benefit contract. But yesterday, as the indictment was announced, Rick Acosta of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 770 was anything but humble.
I feel absolutely vindicated, I think it's something that had to be done, and we're looking for justice for our people, and hopefully we'll get reimbursement for those victims, including the unions.
For its part, Kroger, the parent company of Ralph's, reacted angrily to the indictment. In a taped statement, spokeswoman Lynn Marmer says the company had long admitted that a few managers illegally rehired workers. But she stressed the practice was not widespread, nor was it condoned.
We've cooperated fully with the federal prosecutor from the very beginning. We've taken disciplinary action against the management employees involved. We truly regret that this happened, and we are prepared to pay an appropriate fine.
But retail analyst George Whalen says despite Kroger's mea culpa, the indictment is damning to the company.
Consumers want to do business with companies that are honest and ethical and that are doing the right things. And if, in fact, they were doing this, this is not good for Ralph's, and it's certainly not good for the Kroger company.
Whalen says especially since Ralph's has just recently won back customers lost during the bitter labor fight. Federal prosecutors say the investigation will continue and that additional charges, including some against specific corporate officers at Ralph's and Kroger's, may be filed in the future. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.